We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you guys see, I know you saw over the weekend, the whole Andrew Luck retirement thing?
That was going down in the middle of my fantasy football draft.
Did someone draft him?
Someone did have him, yeah.
Oh, man. So now what do they do?
They were like a backup in our league. So I think they ended up cutting him and grabbing another backup quarterback.
Oh, it was so sad. What made me sad, though, was seeing him on the field when the news kind of broke. And as he's walking off, everyone just starts booing him.
We have the audio. So how it went down is they had a preseason game and he announced it to the crowd?
No. He was just standing on the sidelines and word got out on social media.
Was he suited up or in street clothes?
No, he was in street clothes. And he's just hanging out. And then all of a sudden he realizes the crowd has heard. And they just start going after the poor guy.
Here it is.
And now you're starting to hear the reaction of some of the fans. It almost, Jimmy, it sounds like some of these fans are booing as Andrew Luck starts to head back towards the locker room here.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the boos. And hey, until they walk in that man's shoes and what he's been dealing with, he's done a lot of great things here in Indianapolis.
Ruthless.
It was so, so sad. I couldn't believe it. After the guy had a lot of injuries and he's 29 years old, but he realizes he would rather live the rest of his life not going through this anymore, and people are booing him. Have you ever had someone kind of kick you when you're down? Or in maybe just in work, someone said something and you never forgot that. He's never going to forget that. Here he is trying to represent his team as well as he could, and he decided, you know what, enough's enough for me, and then all of a sudden he gets booed by the crowd. Wow.
People can be vicious with some of their comments, what they say to you just in general, but also too with your profession. Maybe the filter's not on. I was dating a girl in Washington, D.C., and she brought me to her family picnic and met her dad, super nice, and they met her uncle. He was one of those uncles, and finds out what I do. I'm like, I work in radio, and his comment was along the lines of, oh, you can support a family doing that?
Wow.
And I was like, well.
We'll see, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, just not your niece's family, because I'm out of here.
What has someone said to you that you never forgot? And maybe you used it as motivation for you in the future. I had someone just the other day say something to me, and it shocked me. And it's still been weighing on me. I'm not going to lie. It kind of has put me in a funk lately, and I know it was meant as a compliment, but it was so hurtful. It was an old coworker I ran into, and they're just like, man, you know, listen every morning. You're doing great. Love listening to you and JC. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it. And he goes, you know.
He, okay.
When you guys first started doing the show, everyone said that you were done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He goes, everyone said you were done.
You were done.
That was the end. Mercedes is done. And look at you now. Not only are you not done, but you're better than you were before. But I cannot get that out of my head. And because I told my husband, I'm like, did everyone say that? Did everyone say I was done? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, he said everyone said that.
Write it down. I won't say anything to the person.
I was shocked.
Do you see where they were going with it, though? Of saying, like, listen, you've. I mean, seriously. I mean, the things that have happened in the past 1,000 shows. Oh my gosh!
I know. He told me that.
Oh, that hurts even more.
It hurt me so bad. It still hurts me.
Did he agree with it? When he said, did he phrase this? Hey, when everything, you know, everyone said you're done, but I said no. This girl's going to do it. Did he like defend the done comment or just kind of said, hey, everyone said you were done, but look at you now.
That's how he said it. He didn't like defend it. He just said, you know, everyone said that. And I was just kind of like, and on the way home, I told my husband, I'm like, did everyone say that? And he's like, no. And I'm like,
was he drunk?
Why would he say that? No. Unfortunately, I can't blame it on that.
Can't blame it on the alcohol?
It was. I have not got that out of my head since that happened. It's really messed with my mind. Let's talk to Angie. Angie, what did someone say to you that you never forgot?
When I was a vulnerable sophomore in high school, the most popular boy in school said I was built like a bodybuilder.
Ugh. And you didn't want to have that look? Because I would like to have that look, personally.
I was gonna say, it's kind of sexy.
That would be
like,
a compliment to me, but go ahead.
I was trying to be an adorable, you know, cutie sophomore.
Yeah.
And he was like, you look like a bodybuilder. And I was like, okay, that's great. I'm just going to go cry forever now.
You're like, oh, no. And I will destroy you. Destroy you. No, I would take that as a compliment. Let's talk to Jade. Jade, what did that one person say to you that you will never forget?
So a girl that I grew up with told me I would never make it in the Air Force, and I hit 19 years this December, and I'm a master sergeant.
Oh,
amen. Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. You showed them, right?
Yeah, and she actually did join the Air Force, too, and couldn't make it through basic training.
That's right.
Do you have her number? Let's call. Hey, just wanted to remind you.
Let's tell her she's done.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Jay. That's good. Sometimes you got to use that stuff as motivation to succeed, right?
Mm-hmm. Turn it around. Use it. Use that. Use it for you, not against you. Do you have no one in our league? The work, we're not work. Our league have Andrew Luck?
My brother had drafted him, yeah. So, but my brother lost last year, and he's not very good. So I don't think he even realizes that he's not playing anymore. So
he'll still start him. Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let him keep him and see what happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.